you have your Bible, turn with us to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1, He said, "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not." Now, Paul's saying here, and he said, God put us in a position, and he said, because God put us there, he said, there ain't no going back. Amen. He said, God put us here, and he said, He put us here to do a work for the Lord. Amen. To be a help to someone. He said, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, not handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. I want to preach tonight on the truth of the Scriptures. The truth of the Scriptures. As Paul comes to the Corinthians, he begins to speak to them in the 2 Corinthians chapter 4 about the ministry God put him in. Paul said God put him in a place, in a time, to minister the words of truth, to speak the mercy of God. Do you realize tonight? Now listen to me just a second. You realize not every time you said in an old-fashioned Bible believing church like this, it's the mercy of God extended down to you to show you, praise God, how much God loves you and cares for you. How much God wants to do for you if you'll just let Him tonight. How much He wants to move you and motivate you and help you, praise God, through this walk of life. See, God never intended me and you to be a cold, dead something. God intended me and you to be alive in Christ Jesus. We ought to be vibrant tonight in the Lord Jesus Christ, realizing that there's a better purpose in our life than what this old world. See, we're deceived tonight. He said, hey, listen, Paul said, I didn't come to you with deceptive words. He said, I didn't come to you in deceit. He said, I never came to you in dishonesty. He said, I come to you, praise God, not walking in craftiness, not handling the word of God deceitfully. He said, hey, I didn't come to tell you a bunch of lies. I didn't come to fluff you up and make you feel good. He said, I come to tell you what thus says the word of God, and you might be encouraged, and you might take courage, and you might be strengthened, encouraged, praise God, and lifted up, praise God, above all the obstacles of this world, and that you might have a place in your life, praise God, that's so precious that you'll realize it down the depths of your soul, praise God, you'll be stirred, praise God, beyond this world.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. He said, I didn't come to give you enticing words of men's wisdom. Amen. He said, I didn't come to give you a bunch of deceit that make you feel good about yourself. See, we're living in a world today that people go down to the house of God and they want to be cuddled. And they want you to tell them how good they are, how pretty they look. Amen. They want you to tell them, you know, all those good things about them. But they won't know. Hey, they don't want you to tell them about that rotten side. He said, well, wait a minute, preacher. Don't go there. We're pretty good people. Yeah, we just old sinners saved by grace.
Right. Amen.
Amen. There's nothing good in us but the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Amen. Hey, I can tell you you're good. Praise, you've always been good. And all you got to do is just manifest that good person in you. And everything will be good. But I want to say, praise God, if you manifest that person that's in you, praise God, you let them have a right of way in your life, praise God, you'll be a demon from hell.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
Amen.
But I ain't gonna lie to you.
Amen.
I know how I am.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And you're just like I am. You're an old sinner, praise God, in needing of a Savior.
Amen.
Which is Christ Jesus the Lord. Paul said, I didn't come to be deceitful. He said, I come to give you the Word of God. That true Word, amen, that'll help your heart. And he said, I didn't give you the Word, come to give you the Word. Praise God, Brother Jeff, so that you can take it and throw it over your shoulder and say, hey, preacher, let them have it. Amen. See, I think a lot of times while these fellas sit on the front row, see, they shovel it. Amen. They're shoveling it back. Lay it to them, preacher.
Amen.
Amen. Give them what for, preacher? Amen. But hey, I'm telling you, praise God. Hey, he said, I didn't come with deceitfulness. I come to tell you, praise God, that we all sinners, praise God, and we need a Lord, someone to deliver us. We need a deliverer. See, we're just like the children of Israel in the wilderness. They come out of the wilderness, they headed down to Egypt. They thought, well, you know, this could be a place we can hang out. Now, Egypt was a type of the world. See, they was living over in Canaan and things wasn't hunky-dory over there. Things got a little tough. So they came out of Canaan and they went down to Egypt. And by reason of their taskmasters, amen, they began to be under bitter bondage. Amen. I want to say, praise God, we're living under bitter bondage tonight. Amen. A lot of our people under bitter bondage tonight. This very evening, as we sit here, they're under bitter bondage. Their taskmaster's got them in his control. They're chained and they're bound by a taskmaster. Amen. They're bound by a taskmaster. If we could realize that tonight, praise God, we could be a help to them. If we had realized, praise God, that they something that's got a hold of them, something that's holding them, praise God, and they can't break away. But glory be to God. They begin to cry out. The Bible said they begin to cry out in Egypt, the top of the world. And God Almighty bent and inclined His ear. And He heard them, praise God, in their bitter bondage. And He sent a deliverer, praise
Hallelujah.
God. Amen. I believe tonight, praise God, hey, listen. I ain't telling you no deceit. I ain't trying to tickle your ear. But I'm trying to say, praise God, if we'll cry out and spare not and tell them the truth, praise God, they can get, hey, they can cry out to God and receive the deliverer.
Yes,
I believe the deliverer's there tonight just waiting for somebody, waiting for some soul to cry out. I know he is. He's just waiting tonight for some soul to cry out and say, Lord, help me. Amen. When we come to our wits' end, we come to the end of ourselves and we say, Lord, you know I'm no good and sorry. I'm just a dirty, wicked vessel. I'm not even worthy to come into your throne room. But oh, God, would you hear my plea and save my dying soul? Hey, praise God. You know what God does? Hey, these bells goes off in heaven and there's help on the way. God dispatches the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. And say, hey, you know what? It's Him that's been stirring your heart. And because that you've received the Lord Jesus, hey, you the Lord that move in. Take up His abode. Amen. Paul said, I could teach you, as I could give you a bunch of deceit. Tell you about how good you are. Tell you how pretty you look. Tell you got your smile. See, that, don't you like these old slick devils? They get on TV a lot of times and they get on there and they said, well, you know, you look so good today. It's just like I can see you through the television screen. I can see you just as clear. They shut their eyes and getting an image. You know what they're imaging? They're imaging your money you're going to see. Amen. They're imagining that picture of dollars. But I want to say, praise God, when God Almighty, He comes on the scene and we realize, praise God, that the truth will set you free from that bondage of Egypt. It'll deliver you, praise God. And we begin to desire to be free. You know, in order to be free tonight, we've got to have a desire for freedom. I want to say, praise God, there's liberty in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There's liberty, praise God, being set free from that bondage that the old world holds on us. But I'm glad tonight, praise God, that one day, 1976, God set me free from the bondage of sin. Amen. He turned me loose, praise God. Paul said, hey, I've come to set you free from the bondage that you're in. Amen. He said, I come to renounce deceit and dishonesty. So I come to renounce craftiness. Amen. There's a better way. You know, see, we've got this thing today that we think, well, you know, we're going to go down the road like Brother Rex is talking about. We're going to go from church to church because we're going to get into what's good, what the children enjoy. Huh? And they've got a program down here and they've got another program over here and we're hopping back and forth to programs. Paul said, hey, what we don't need is a bunch of programs. We don't need a bunch of deceit. We need the Word of God, praise God, to stir the depths of soul. And show old Corey, he's just a wicked sinner and God will help him to be right.
Amen.
Amen. We need somebody to stand up with a backbone like a saw log in these last days and proclaim the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, and He came to seek and to save you that were lost. What does that mean to you tonight? It means Jesus is, Holy Ghost God's on your trail. He's looking for you. And newsflash, He knows where you're at.
Amen.
And He knows what you need.
Yeah.
And He's there. Listen, He's there to meet that need.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. On purpose. It's not accident. Not some magical trick. Amen. Not some sleight of hand. They got all these... Have you noticed how all these magicians are on TV now? They got just like... Look, every time you turn around, there's a magician here and a magician there, and they're pulling things over people's eyes. You know what they're doing? They're used to getting us deceived. Or they're getting us used to being deceived. Amen? They're getting us used to saying, well, you know what? I don't know if it's really real or not, so hey, I'm just going to just take a little of it all. I'll take a little of it in here and a little of it in there, and praise God, I'm just going to go with it. Amen? The devil's crafty. Amen? Paul said, I don't come with any craftiness. I don't come with any deceit. I just want to tell you about a loving Savior. I just want to tell you about the Lord Jesus Christ and how He came and He died on the cross and He gave His life so that you could be set free.
Amen.
And He died on the cross. And as the third day, praise God, He got up just like He said He would. Amen. That the Scriptures might be fulfilled that spoke of Him. Amen. He got up and the Bible says He walked about. People seen Him everywhere. History proclaims that He was a human being, had a real life. And He really rose. He got up. I was talking to a fellow today. I believe I told you. He said, yeah. I said, Buddha. Said, yeah, he's God too. And said, we may get in through that way. He said, maybe reincarnate. Come back as something else. I tell you what, I wouldn't want to come back as anything else. If I won't come back, I'm going to come back as a child of God with my Lord and Savior. Amen. So I don't want to come back as something else because what I might come back at might not be good. Amen. I might come back as a tree. And somebody might hew me down, use me to build some furniture. Amen. Somebody might use me to stay warm. Amen. But I thank God, I know a living Savior, praise God, it's living in my soul, and He's gave me a promise, amen. It wasn't through deceit, it wasn't through craftiness, but it's through the righteous love of a holy God that came down to where I was, saved my soul from the devil's hell. Amen. Put my life, praise God, in perspective. Help me to realize that there's something better than what this world holds. He brought me, Brother Bill, out of Egypt. He brought me out of Egypt. He delivered me from my taskmaster. He said, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. What gives us manifestation is the truth. Amen. The truth is what we need. The truth is what our children need. Amen. We need to tell them the truth.
Amen.
They don't need games and gimmicks. They need the truth of the Word of God that'll manifest itself in their heart and help us in this journey. They need to know the truth. Amen. We're living in a day and an hour that our children are coming along and we don't know enough of the truth to our shame, praise God, to show them what truth is. When they come in there and ask us about the Word of God, amen, we ought to have some answers.
Yeah.
We ought to be able to open that blessed old book and say, hey, let's look at it together.
Yeah.
Show them what thus says the Word of God. Because if they've got a question about God and about Jesus and about righteousness, amen, we can't show them in the Word of God, this old wicked world that we live in, it'll show them what the world says about it. See, that's why we're in such a mess today. That's why we got kids, our children killing our other children. Children killing children, maiming them. That's why sex is rampant in the world. Because nobody's telling that it's something that's special in the eyes of God that's meant to be for a wedding night. Amen. That you do when you get married and as husband and wife. Amen? It's not about Sam and Steve and all that old wickedness that they get into. It's not about two women or two men. It's about what God ordained. A relationship between a man and a woman, praise God. We got to tell them the truth that when they get in school and they start telling them, you know, this is all right and it's okay. Praise God, say, no, it's not. God says it's wickedness and a stench in the nostrils of God.
Amen.
Amen. You say, preacher, you hate them people? No. I love them people. I'd like to see every one of them get born again.
Yeah.
Amen. If they got born again, they'd get out of that mess.
Yes, sir.
Amen. They'd turn from their wicked ways. Paul said, hey, listen, he gave a big list of all those wicked sins. And he said the same were some of you.
Yeah.
But I like that word were.
Yeah.
He said that's the way you were. But praise God, when the Holy Ghost of God got to deal in your heart, He brought you out of your wickedness, put your feet on a solid path, get you on a road to righteousness for the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, that bunch of wickedness, praise God, if they ever got right in their heart, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, they could be in here shouting with us. When we hit on sodomites, praise God, they'd say, preach on, preacher. Amen. Because why? What's happened today? We don't want to tell our children the truth. It's not politically correct. Who's that? I don't know what you are. I'm not politicking. Amen. I'm not running for any office. See, that's what was good about old Apostle Paul. He wasn't running for no office. He was there to tell them about the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he didn't care who it hair-lipped. Amen. Didn't care who it made mad. He was just proclaiming the gospel, like good news. Praise the Lord. Tell them about that life down there in Egypt. Wasn't no count. You see who runs Egypt? He goes verse 3, he says, but if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. Amen. If you don't understand God and His love, and you don't understand Lord Jesus Christ and what He wants to do for you, it's because you're lost. Amen. Now I'm just shooting straight as a gun barrel tonight. Amen. I'm just trying to shoot to you straight. Amen. If you don't understand the gospel, if it's hid to you, it's because you're lost. If you don't understand what God's got for you, the blessing He's got to bestow upon you, the help He has to give you, it's because you're lost. If you ever get saved, praise God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, you'll begin to understand the blessings God has for you. Amen. But He said if it's hid, it's hid to the lost. Who are the lost? Who are the lost tonight? He said, well, I guess it's people that's down Egypt. Amen. They've not been set at liberty. They're still under Pharaoh's power. Who's Pharaoh tonight? It's the devil. Amen. Pharaoh's the devil. He said, verse 4, he said, in whom the God of this world, he's talking about those that's lost. He said, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not. Now you look at me just a minute. You know what the Bible says the devil's done? The devil's put blinders on us where we can't see. He don't want us to see, praise God, except straight ahead the way He's trying to lead us. And He wants to guide us down that path, amen, of deception. He wants to deceive us and destroy us. Amen. See, the devil, hey, listen, you young people, the devil, don't you be thinking that the devil's a good thing. I don't care what they say. The devil's a deceiver and a liar. The devil's mad. Because he got kicked out, he rose up and said, I'm going to be like God. And said, God said, you're nothing like me. Amen. And God cast him out of heaven. Bounced him off the earth 168,000 miles per second. And he ain't happy. Amen. The devil's not happy. The devil's mad as can be. And because he's been put down, he wants to destroy as many of us as he can. Amen. The devil wants to destroy. He wants to take our children. He wants to destroy them. He wants to get them away from God and godliness altogether. He don't want them to sit in Sunday school. He don't want them to sit under preaching. He don't want them to sing in the choir. Amen. The devil wants to deceive them and tear them apart and lead them down that road. He's put blinders on them. And he says, hey, look, listen, you young people. The devil's saying, hey, look, just follow me. Don't look. Don't look around. Don't see what the result is going to be. Don't look down the road and see what's going to happen to you when you do these things. When you take that first hit of marijuana. Do you take that first drink of alcohol? Don't look at how you... He blinds you so you don't see the result down the road. Amen. These folks sitting all over this auditorium tonight, I can tell you, praise God, he's a deceiver and a liar. He's the prince and power of this present world. Amen. And he's here to deceive and destroy. He wants you to take that first puff of a cigarette. Amen. That leads to a puff of something else. Amen. He'll get you to take that first puff of marijuana, cigarette, whatever you call them. And he said, then it leads to something else. And it gets to, and hey, and that don't satisfy you. So he got them blinders on. So he'll say, here, well, that did, hey, you don't get much high on that no more. Here, try this. And you know what he's doing? He's trying through the worldly means to satisfy that empty spot in your soul, that soul, that the spiritual part of man, amen, that's empty and void without Christ. And he's trying to put stuff in there that makes it feel good. And he's got blinders on you. And he said, don't look. Don't look at it. Just do it. Don't look at the harm it'll do to you. Don't look at what happens down the road. Don't look at the addiction it draws you to. Don't look at how it makes you rob and steal and cheat and lie and be bad to people. Don't look at that. Amen. He don't want you to see that tonight because he's the devil. He's a deceiver and a liar. He wants you to think, oh, that's okay. And you know what he does? Ask some of these folk in here. He'll take you further than you want to go, and he'll keep you longer than you want to stay. He'll dump you out somewhere on the side of the road, praise God, because he don't care nothing about you.
Amen.
Amen. He'll leave you desolate. He'll leave you destroyed. He'll leave you in anguish. He'll leave you, praise God, your heart broken. He'll leave you and your family shattered. That's what he does. And he does it well. He's a deceiver and a liar from the beginning. Amen. He said he's blinded the minds of them which believe not. Amen. He's got the blinders on and he's keeping them in the dark. He said, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So he don't want you to be anywhere near the gospel. He wants you to be blinded. And if there's some man of God that's a preaching over here, he wants you to have him blinded. Now he'll try to turn your head. He can keep you from looking. He don't want you to even see what God's got for you. He don't want you to know what God's got for you. Well, because what God's got for you is far better than the world. Amen. The world is Egypt. It's a place of bondage. But when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, that burden of sin, amen, we realize that Jesus died for us. And if we accept that death, burial, and He rose for us, praise God, that we can live alive today just like He's alive, sitting at the right hand of the Father in glory. Amen. Praise God. I don't know about you, that's exciting. Amen. To realize, praise God, that we've got a blessed hope one day that we're going to be in heaven together if we choose the right path. But the devil's pointing us to the wrong path. He don't want us to believe the gospel. He don't want to believe. And you know what the devil's saying today? He's saying, hey, listen, fellas. Hey, don't listen to that preacher. Don't listen to mama and daddy. Don't do right. You got your whole life to do that. Just live. Sow your wild oats. Praise God. It'll be okay. And one of these days when you've done all that, you can get in. But he's got them blinders on. He don't tell you that he's going to get you down the road. 2 or 3 years, maybe 4 or 5 years down the road. Maybe tomorrow. It's going to get you down the road somewhere and kill you. Take you out of here. And you'll die lost and end up in hell throughout eternity. And what's the devil going to do? Is he going to be sad about it? No, he's going to laugh and say, ha, 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 look at you, you fool. I deceived you and destroyed you. But God Almighty, He sent one, Paul said, and we could not deceive and tear down, but lift up. Amen. One that would encourage our hearts and show us the way. Because He is the way. Amen. Jesus is the way to eternal life. You know what that is? That's life eternal. You know what that means tonight? That means to live forever. Amen. It means to live forever, praise God, in the presence of the Lord. Amen. To live forever. You say, well, preacher, if it's like this, I don't know if I'd want to live forever. It's hard. Hey, listen, that's because we're thinking like that because the devil, amen, heaven is not like this. Heaven is full of place, full of peace and joy and happiness, praise God. You say, well, preacher, how do I find that place? He goes on and tells us in verse 5. He said, that glorious gospel, the image of God should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. And ourselves were servants for Jesus' sake. Amen. He said, we're just vessels preaching the gospel. He said, for God, who commended the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our heart to give the light. Now listen to this, of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face or the very person of Christ Jesus. Amen. Jesus Christ. He said, God's allows us. The devil's place is a dark place. The world's a dark place. It's full of darkness. But God, Paul said, God has sent us to preach the glorious gospel so the light can shine in your heart through the Holy Ghost of God and you can see the light. Amen. Amen. I like it when there all of a sudden the light comes on. Have you ever been out in the dark? I mean, it's just pitch black dark. You can't see nothing. And you're fumbling around. I've done the building before. Be out there fumbling around trying to find something. All of a sudden, my wife comes to the door or something, and that porch light comes on. Amen. Them two spotlights shine. I'm like, whoo, praise the Lord. Now I can see. See, that's what God says He wants to do for us. He wants to turn the light on, glory to God, so that we can see where we're going. Amen. Hey, listen, if there's ever anything that wants to lead you into darkness, into dark places, it's not God Almighty. Amen. Hey, God, He don't have no relations with darkness. He is the God of light. And if if somebody's trying to lead you in a place that's dark, don't follow them. Amen. Because they're leading you into the devil's lair. They're leading you after Satan himself. But praise God, when God Almighty shines the light, which is Christ Jesus, and He said, hey, this is the way we can go towards the light. Amen. And He'll lead us the way. He'll show us where we need to be in the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll give us that illumination, amen, that'll help us to see the way. Amen. Listen, never stumble around in the dark. Amen. Always have a light. Always know where the light is, praise God, so you don't stump your toe. Amen. You say, how do I know where the light is? The light's in Jesus. Amen. He is the light. Amen. In Him is no darkness at all. Amen. Ain't that what I said? That's what little John said. There's no darkness in the Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore we know when the old devil, the Satan, the deceiver tries to lead us into darkness, we don't follow him because he's not the light. He said, but he goes on verse 7, he said, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Amen. We have this treasure. That's eternal life. That's what life that we have in Christ Jesus in these vessels. Do you realize today if you're born again? I think I kind of touched on this in a message here sometime or another. If you're born again, Christ in you, the hope of glory. I mean, that's hope of salvation. That's hope of seeing Jesus. It's because Jesus is in us. He said, if Jesus is in us, we have that hope, amen, that's in a child of God, in these earthen vessels. And I told you, I kind of thought on that. It's kind of silly that God would put eternal life in an earthen vessel. Amen. Because I might be afraid it might get spilled out or lost or something. I might lose it. But praise God, I'm not the one that's keeping it. Amen. I'm glad tonight, praise God, that the Lord Jesus Christ is in me, a hope of God, of glory, amen, living in me every day. Amen. To the excellency of God Almighty, to Him be the glory. Amen. He's the one that directs our path. He's the one that leads us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. It's God Almighty that came to us and made a place in our hearts, took up His abode. Amen. Do you realize tonight that God wants to do the same thing for you? He wants to take you out of Egypt. Type of the world, type of sin, and He wants to put you in in one of His palaces. Amen. He wants to put you in a safe place in Christ Jesus. He wants to hide you in the cleft of the rock. Amen. So when the storms rage and the winds blow, praise God, you'll have a place, a hiding place out of the storm. Amen. God gives that for you, and He gave you to His Son. Oh, what a gift we have, youngins, in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Amen. He said it's that God puts within us. Amen. That He gives to us. He's given it away and put it in us. The excellency of God, the power of His excellency. Amen. In an earthen vessel. He said, but we have this treasure in earthen vessel, that eternal life, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. He said, hey, listen, said, it's not what we can do. Are you hearing me? I'm about done. He said, it's not what we can do tonight. It's not what you can do, young people, tonight. We can't keep ourselves. But it's what Christ can do in us. What the Lord Jesus Christ can do for us if we'll let Him tonight. You say, well, preacher, how do I do that? How do I allow the Lord to help me? By accepting Him and that finished work of Calvary. By accepting what He's already done for you. He's already accomplished. He's already overcame. How do we overcome? We overcome through He that's overcame. Amen. Amen. It's through putting our faith, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, to trust in and to rely on, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ, to believe in Him, to trust in, to rely on, and to adhere to. Amen. Just to listen to Him. Believe in Him. Believe on Him. And trust Him. The children sing a song, I can trust Jesus. I can trust Jesus. I can trust Jesus. When we're living in a world that we can't, and we can't trust nobody, hardly anybody around that you can trust, except for good brothers and sisters in Christ, amen. I'm glad we got somebody we can trust. But I know somebody that we can ultimately put our trust in, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. We can trust Him tonight. He is our deliverer. He's our helper. He loves us. He cares for us. He nurtures us. He gives us what we need. Not that we don't always get what we want, but we have what we need. Amen. And it's all in the Lord Jesus Christ.